Shavua Tov and good morning, everyone. Today we pick up with Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisurei HaTorah, another fantastic perek where the Rambam teaches us about proper character development. Halacha Aleph. Chulei haguf tomim amar matok umatok mar. V'yesh min acholim, mishem is ave v'toiv l'machol she'en ruya l'achila, kagon ha'afar v'apecham, v'sonei ha'machol z'atovim, kagon ha'pas v'abasar hakol l'fi rov ha'choli. People who are sick in their body, they have a physical ailment. They taste that which is bitter as sweet, that which is sweet as bitter. And in fact, some people are so sick that they desire and chase after foods which aren't really foods, like dirt and coals. And they hate foods which are actually substantive, good food, such as bread and meat. Everybody in accordance with how sick they physically are. The Rambam now makes a very important comparison. Kach b'nei adam shenafshel seim cholos. So too people who their spirits are ill. They have bad characteristics. Misavim v'oavim hadeos haros. They desire, they love the bad characteristics. V'sonim haderech hatova, and they hate the good path. Misatzlim lechespa, and they're lazy in going about following it. V'hi kveda aleim, is very burdensome on them. L'ma'od, extremely so. L'fi cholyam, in accordance with how sick they are. The Rambam sets up a parallelism between somebody who's physically sick and somebody whose character is ill. Somebody who, unfortunately, doesn't recognize what is good and what is truly bad in life. And in fact, the Navi Yeshaya said about such people, Yeshaya lamented over people who say about bad that it's good and good is bad, that they place darkness as light and light as darkness, that they place bitterness as sweetness and sweetness as bitterness. About such people it says, such people desert the paths of straightness to go in the paths of darkness. What is the way to heal somebody who has a sick spirit, somebody who unfortunately has a distorted perspective on what midos are good and which ones are bad? They should go to the wise people, who are like the doctors of the spirit, and they will heal their sickness by teaching them the right mannerisms, the right characteristics one should have, until that person who was sick is restored to the proper good path. And people who recognize that they have bad characteristics, and yet don't go to the wise men in order to be instructed about how to heal themselves. Amar Shlomo, Chachma u'Musar Evilim Basu. Fools disparage wisdom and proper Musar, proper being pushed with rebuke down the right path. Only fools will despise being healed in their spirit. Halacha Beis. V'ketad hi refuasam. Now how does the healing process work for one's spirit? Mishu bal chema, omrim lo lahanig atzmo she'im huka b'kulo lo yargish klal. The wise man might say to such an individual who's very, very angry that what he should do is act in a fashion where he won't feel anything, even if he's hit and cursed. And he should go in such a path, have such a mannerism for a long time, until the anger is uprooted from his heart. And similarly, let's say somebody's very arrogant. He should act in a way where he's very, very degraded. Be less than everybody else. He should wear clothing which is degrading because it's so lowly and worn out. And what should he do? He should do this for a long time until the point where he's lost the arrogance from his heart and he's restored to the middle path, which is the good path. And once he's now reattained that equilibrium, he's on that middle path, he should go in that path all his days. And along these lines, he should do with all the different characteristics, if he's unfortunately distanced himself towards one of the ends of the spectrum, he should shift his weight towards the other end of the spectrum, and he should behave in such a fashion for a long time, until he's restored to that good path, which is the middle path, in the center of all different characteristics. That being said, the Rambam is now going to turn to some exceptions to this golden mean concept. Halacha Gimel. However, there are certain characteristics where it's forbidden for a person to follow the middle path with regard to them. Rather, he should lean towards one extreme rather than the other extreme. Now, the two examples the Rambam is going to give us are very strange, considering in the previous halacha, two of his prototypical examples about how to restore yourself towards the middle will be these very two. But because, unfortunately, our limud is such a time-sensitive one. We aim to get it between 10 to 15 minutes each recording. Therefore, we don't have the opportunity to delve into this, but I'm more than happy to discuss it with anybody who would like to. Just personally contact me. Or you're certainly invited to investigate on your own. But what are the two examples now the Rambam is going to tell us where somebody is not supposed to strike the middle path, but rather you should err towards an extreme? Number one, v'hu gova halev, arrogance. She'ein derech hatova shiya adam anav bilvad. It's not good enough that a person just be humble. Ela shiya shval ruach v'tia rucho nemucha lamod. The ideal is that he should be very lowly in his spirit. He should be very, very humble. L'fikach nemar Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, that's what the pasuk says about Moshe. Anav ma'od. V'lo nemar anav bilvad. It doesn't say he was just modest. He says he was very modest. L'fikach tivucha ma'od ma'od hava shval ruach. You should be exceedingly lowly in spirit, not just regularly. V'od amru. Shekol ma'bia libo kavar beker. And furthermore, Chazal said that anybody who's arrogant, it's as if he's denying the foundations of our belief. Shenam arva rumla vavacha, your heart will get haughty, will get high. V'shachach tes Hashem lokecha, and you'll forget God, rachmana letzlan. V'od amru, and furthermore, Chazal said, v'shamta man de isbe gasas rof apilu mikshasa. Even somebody that's just a smidgen, a little bit of arrogance in his heart, he deserves to be excommunicated. A second example of a mida now, where you're supposed to err towards one extreme. V'chena kas, and so too with anger. Mida rahi an lem'ot. It's exceptionally bad. V'roi la'adam sheis rachi gimena ara kata acher. Somebody's an angry person, it's fitting that he should go towards the opposite extreme. And he should teach himself, train himself, not to get upset even about something which is fitting to get upset about. And if the person sees that the people in his household or the community that he's responsible for need a bit of anger to be shown towards them in order that they can be restored to the proper path, and it's on him to do so, he should appear to their eyes as if he's upset in order to instruct them in the right path. But in his heart of hearts, he should be utterly serene. Just as somebody who's acting out, this is what somebody looks like when he's angry. He should pretend as if he's angry on the outside, but inside he's not actually angry. Chazal taught us, anybody who gets angry, it's as if he's served idolatry. Amru, and furthermore, they said, somebody who's a wise person who gets angry loses his wisdom. Somebody who's a prophet loses his prophecy. Very true experientially. Somebody who's an angry person, his life is not a life. And therefore, Chazal advised that a person should err on the opposite extreme of anger to the point where he doesn't feel anything, even things which are worthy of getting upset about, and that is the good path. And with regards to the tzaddikim, this is their path. It will be reminiscent of what the Rambam taught us about a tzaddik making a Kiddush Hashem in the end of Perek Hei of Hilchos Yisrei Torah. They get embarrassed, but don't embarrass back. They hear their degradation, they don't respond. They do their service of Hashem out of love, and they're content and happy, even as things might be difficult. And about them, the pasuk says, that about them, the pasuk says, that they're like, the Hashem's beloved ones are like the sun going out in its strength. Just as the sun mightily blazes across the sky, unaffected by anything, and up in the highest heights, so too, such an individual who doesn't get bothered by the petty people, the small people around him disparaging him, is like the sun going out in its strength. The Rambam now having told us that with regards to certain characteristics a person is supposed to go towards an extreme, he'll now tell us about certain behaviors and mannerisms, how you should also take an extreme. The Olam Yarba Adam Shtika. A person should always try to be exceptionally quiet. V'lo yidaber, and he shouldn't speak El Obedavar Chachma, Obedavar Mshatarach Lehem L'chai Gufo. The only two things he should talk about is about wisdom or about something which he needs for the upkeep of his body. Amru Al Rav, Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh. They said about Rav, the great Amora, the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, She'lo Sach Sicha B'teila Koyama, that he did not speak an inane word all of his life. In fact, that's the way most people talk. And even with regards to the things which are necessary for the upkeep of your body, you shouldn't speak too much. Anybody who speaks too much will bring about sin. And furthermore, they said, the best thing for your body, even your physical body, is silence. And even with regards to the things which you are allowed to talk about, such as Torah and wisdom, a person should still speak succinctly. They should have very few words, but the content should be very great. That's what Chazal taught us. Person should always teach his talmidim, he should teach his students in a succinct fashion. If it's the reverse, that if his words are very much and the content is very little, this is foolishness. And about this, the pasuk says, a vision, a dream, which is the proper type of thing, is filled with content, and the voice of a fool is filled with words. Siag l'chach mashtika. Chazal say that a safeguard, a fence for wisdom is silence. Lafikach, lo yimayar l'hash v'lo yar v'ladar. A person should therefore not be quick to respond, and he should not speak too much. V'ilamei l'tamidim b'shuvah v'nachas, v'lo tzaka, v'lo arichas t'lashon. Not only in terms of the number of words he uses, but even in his style, a person should speak with serenity and with a certain calm demeanor, and not with yelling, and not with speaking too lengthily. Hush amar Shlomo, that's what Shlomo said, divricham b'nachas nishlam. The words of a chacham, of a wise person, is heard when it's said nicely. Now, you might think that, well, since I have to be so careful about how often I speak, I should just remain silent. No, the Rambam clarifies that you have to be clear with your words, and you can't use manipulations. You shouldn't speak one thing with your mouth, but be another thing in your heart. Rather, your inside should be like your outside. And you should believe who had ever should be. And that which is in your heart should be that which you speak. And it's forbidden to manipulate people into having a false impression as to what the reality is. Even a non-Jew, Keita, how can you explicate this? Lo yimkor l'nachri b'sar nevela b'makom b'sar shuta. Lo minal shal meisa b'makom minal shal shuta. Lo yizhari b'chaveru shiyochal etzlo v'hu yodei sheino ochel. Lo yarbelo b'takrovas v'hu yodei sheino mekabel. Lo yiftach lo chavios shehu tzarech l'fashchan l'makran k'dei l'vatoso b'shebishvil kvodo pasach v'chein kol kiyotzvel. A person should not sell shechten meat, which is not really shechted, but it actually came from a dead animal, even if it's to a non-Jew. You shouldn't claim that a shoe which is made from leather that was purportedly from a slaughtered animal was actually not, and it was really, really from an animal which died on its own. You shouldn't push your friend to come eat by you when you know he's not going to be able to, and you're just flattering him. And similarly, you shouldn't offer him presents when you know he's not going to accept them. You shouldn't open up barrels and make it look as if, oh, here, which was a big deal to open up a whole new barrel. I did it on your behalf, when really you were going to open it anyhow, because you needed to sell them. And anything along these lines, even one word of manipulation or false impression, false representing what your true intention is forbidden. Beautiful language of the Rambam. Rather, the right way a person should act is by speaking only truth and have a pure heart without any sort of machinations, any sort of manipulations of deceit. A person shouldn't be overly joyous to the point of lightheadedness. He shouldn't be overly somber to the point of depression. Rather, he should be happy. This is what Chazal taught us. That if somebody is too lightheaded, it leads to immorality. A person shouldn't be too lighthearted and shouldn't be too depressed. Rather, you should greet everybody with a happy, pleasant demeanor. Also, you shouldn't be desirous so much for money, and on the flip side, you shouldn't be so slow and lethargic that you don't even do any work. Rather, you should just have the proper perspective in life, work a little bit, as much as you need, and then beyond that, be involved in Torah. And that little bit that you have, you should rejoice and you should be happy with. You shouldn't be belligerent. You shouldn't be somebody who's jealous. Not somebody who's desirous of things. And you shouldn't chase after glory. This is what Chazal instructed. That these three traits, jealousy, desire, and a desire for honor, they drive a person out of the world. The summary is as follows. A person should try to strike this middle balance, have equilibrium with regards to all his characteristics, with perhaps a couple of exceptions, until all of his characteristics are aligned in the middle. You should fix all your footsteps, make sure every aspect of your life is contemplated on and corrected so that we live life as it's supposed to be lived. Or to Shem, we should all be successful in doing so.